Today's daf is daf nun vav. We're holding on the, wouldn't say quite the bottom, but on the first of the large lines towards the bottom of nun hayam and beis. Tanya. Omar Rabbi Yehoshua, arba'a dvarim ha'oseh otam patur midinei adam, v'chayav bidinei shamayim. There are four things in which if a person does them, he's patur midinei adam, but nonetheless he should be yotzi. Rashi in some places says that the idea of chayav bidinei shamayim means that he's going to be nosei avon, in other words, he's going to be punished. Not necessarily in all cases is the solution to that payment. But generally speaking, what it means is he should be yotzi, his chiyuv, his moral chiyuv of the damages that he caused. Now, lamaisa, we ourselves have noticed a heck of a lot more than four things. I mean, even in this sechta, patur midinei adam v'chayav bidinei shamayim, obviously the Gemara is going to ask, what in the world do you mean when you say there are four things? But let's first concentrate on what his four things are. Ve'eluhim. Here's what he said, your chayav bidinei shamayim, patur midinei adam. Aparitz geder, b'fnei be'emet chaviro. So we can understand why that's brought over here. That indeed is our mishnah. Somebody breaks down a wall in front of his friend's behemah, and we're going to go into each one of them. Hakofev komatosha chaviro, b'fnei adleika. There's a fire coming that somebody puts what it is that is growing in a guy's field, and he bends it over in the direction of the fire, still connected to the ground. Hasocher de sheker la'id, he hires false witnesses to be made in a case. Again, this will explain whose case, his case, somebody else's case. And the last case is ayodea edut chaviro ve'enu me'idla, somebody who knows testimony that would actually be able to get money that this person is owed, and he doesn't testify. Amarba. Let's go through the cases. Amarba. First case was aporetz geder b'fnei be'emet chaviro. What's the case exactly? Ilei mebekoto bari. Are we talking about a koto, which if it hadn't been for his pirtsa, that this was a solid wall? So, I mean, how could we say that he's potter b'dinei adam? I mean, certainly chayav on the wall, at least, isn't he? You can't make a statement potter when you really mean chayev. I'm part of it. So b'dinei adam nami mechayev. You can only make the statement if there's no way here that we could be mechayevim b'dinei adam. Elot must be talking about a koto ra'ua. And again, later the Gemara is going to get into the questions of what the makor chayev of p'tur is. We're talking about a koto ra'ua where he wasn't mafsidim. Because anyway, it was going to be, he was going to get a iriyah tzav to tear it down, because he wasn't really being nene from it for shmirah. Omar, the next case he said was akofiv komato shel chaver b'fnei adleka. You bend over the wheat in the direction of the oncoming fire. So again, heichidami yilma d'mati le'beruach mitzuya. We're talking about that. It's literally in the path of the fire. So then it's talking about somebody who basically puts someone's radio under the tracks when the train is on the way. I mean, it's, why is that different than burning it? It's, who cares whether you put the fire on the wheat or you put the wheat in the fire? It's not the same thing. Well, it's got to be talking about over here that it was not being mata baruch mitzuya. It was baruch she'enu mitzuya. And therefore, the chiyuv is not b'dinei adam. The chiyuv is only that he should have taken into consideration the possibilities that this may be bekar of the mazik. The mati baruch she'enu mitzuya. Rav Ashi says it's a completely different issue here. It's talking about that he covered over the guy's grain. He may have covered it over with wet sheets, actually trying maybe to protect it, possibly. And we'll see later on. So he made it tumble. Now if it actually burns, the guy that otherwise would have had to pay is not going to be potter. So he was gorim that the person wouldn't be able to collect. Okay, now let's go through each one of the cases where we still have to define what the basis of the patur is. Omamar, you say, hasocher de sheker, you hired a de sheker, how does that case work out? I mean, what do you mean? You actually collected for yourself money that's not yours? I mean, then you got to pay back the money. What's, what are we talking about? Bedinei Shamai. Mamona bar shlumi. The yadav naimini chai. Took the money. Shalokedin. Ela lechavre. It's talking about, of course, that you hired somebody for somebody else, and it's talking about somehow in this case he was unable to pay back the money. Either the guy has left town, or we can't prove that they're 8 day checker, but he himself knows he's an 8 checker. There's no way to collect from anybody else. It's over there. Since he doesn't have the money directly, so he doesn't have to give back something in his rishus. But he's chayev b'dinei shamayim. Again, we're going to explain better at the end of the sugya. And the last case was, yodea eidus ha-chaveru v'enu me'idla v'mayaskina. Are we talking about that there are two witnesses, or is besides him there's another guy that would have been available to be made, in which case he could have gotten the money back? So then it's a diuraita, pshita diuraita. Again, the pshita, it's not clear. In other words, according to Rashi's pshat, that the inyan of chayav dinei shamayim means that you are responsible not monetarily, but you have sinned klapei shamayim and you bear responsibility for that. Then this makes a great deal of sense, because then it says pshita diuraita hu, because the Torah says im lo yagid v'nasa avona, if you don't say, so then you're going to carry your sin. That carrying of the sin is ipso facto the chayav dinei shamayim. If you learn otherwise that chayav dinei shamayim always means mamon, so then you'll have to say that it's clear if the Torah is saying you bear responsibility, so then you bear moral responsibility to get back the money, which is already one step further. It's not as evident. By the way, Tosas asks a very good question. Im lo yagid v'nasa avona is referring to a case where a guy had made a shvuah. It was taken out of the case of Nishboim on Eidus. You know, swear to me that you don't know Eidus. That's the case. I mean, so what does that have to do with here? Where's Vinasa Vano? Where does it say that that's referring to the case of the Yediyah per se and not saying it, where the person didn't say, you know, be Nishba that you don't know Eidus? I mean, it's not what it's talking about. So it does, it says that there may be two different elements of the pasuk. V'shama kol Allah, which is refers to the kol Allah of the Shvua. Im lo yagid v'nasa avono. He says maybe the way to read that is on something which im lo yagid he would have been nasa avon. Meaning that the Torah is saying the only time you're chayav and Shvua say this is if when you would have said it, you would have made a difference to the case. You wouldn't have said it anyway, so then there wouldn't have been any nasa avon, so then the din of Allah doesn't apply. Maybe a little bit of a quetch, but the Gemara seems to be assuming it here. But in any event, is that what it's referring to? That it's talking about the literal case that appears in the pasuk, where we know that he would have definitely been able to remote to the moment of the betray. I mean, it's in his pshita. Elabachad. It's talking about over here that there's one witness himself, where he wouldn't have been able to get out the money, but he would have been able to be mechayev the person of shvua, and it's quite likely the person wouldn't have sworn b'sheker. All right, so now we're going to go back to analyze what's unique about these four cases and thereby get more clearly into the Havamina and the Maskana in each case. Ask the Gemara v'tuleka, what do you mean there's four cases? There's so many cases. I mean, Ozim alach b'mechatat, u'b'parat chatat. Somebody uses the mechatat before Kiddush. Or in the actual paradum, it causes an immense amount of hafzin. So it says that they're part of Medinot of Achai Bedina Shemayim, which, by the way, is a big problem to the Man Yom Rolz Hezek Shen and Ikish Me'ez, which the Gemara asks elsewhere. But ignoring the whole element, perhaps all of those things, if you hold you would be part of his Nota Kana Darabon, and also would have been included. But it certainly those, all of those things, it says Beferish, part of Medinot of Achai Bedina Shemayim. How about the case we just had before? Somebody puts poison down in front of Beimat Chaver. Is it over there? Same thing. How about the other case we just had? It's unbelievable. You're taking cases that we just mentioned, that you're saying there's four cases. How about somebody scares somebody else to the point where he gets deaf, gets a heart attack, whatever. What if, because over there was his own reaction that killed him, or that made him deaf. What about Nishbra Kado Brishot Rabin Velo Silka? and Rinafla Gamalo Velo Emida. How about if you hold like the Chachomim? So Rabbi Meir says, okay, you're Chayef. That's because he holds that if you're not Mesalik, it even not going to feel as ones. Oh, something we had before. How about according to the Chachomim, who say that Nitkal is not Prishaya, and therefore over here you have something I'm going to feel out. Oh, that's, they hold that you're potter if you don't put your chayiv in your shemayim. I mean, if there was time to pick it up. So over there also, you're potter in the don't have a chayiv. But for heaven's sakes, what, you want me to keep going to bring you every case in Shas? I mean, we all know there are hundreds of cases. Ian says, well, of course there's hundreds of cases. But please, that's enough. Okay. But the four cases that he mentions over here, Rabbi Yoshua, needed mentioning because they were unique in that Anetz Trichalei, because Ma'adatemet Bina Shumayim Nami Lo Lachayev. They seem to be cases where I shouldn't have a chiyuv at all because of some point or another. Let's go through them one by one. Parit Gedeh B'Kleh B'Emat Chavero. Now, we said the case over there was talking about a Kotel Ro'ua. I might have thought that since a Kotel Ro'ua ultimately is going to get a Tzav Pinui, so somebody is going to make sure that, I mean, if this thing is really dangerous and it can collapse, so this guy's going to have to take it down anyway. So in that case, you could say, so maybe I'm putter even Medina Shemayim. Maybe even, as does it suggest, maybe there's a mitzvah to get rid of it. I'm saving the rabbi. I mean, just because the Iriah is lazy that hasn't gotten around to sending a notice. I mean, I'm doing the rabbi a favor. So I would say that Medina Shemayim Nami Lo Lachayev Kamashvila, that meanwhile he has a right to use it and is using it to pay for that. I mean, it's not worth all that much, but whatever it's worth. Hakofev Kamatosh Chaveiro. What's going to show over there? Because Ma Detema Lema Miavayadana Deati Ruach Sheinu Metsuya. Am I supposed to think about a Ruach Sheinu Metsuya? I thought the Chiyuv was only Ruach Metsuya. So maybe the difference between Ruach Metsuya and Inu Metsuya is even Nogeh Medina Shemayim. No, Bechui Medina Shemayim. There wasn't such an unusual wind blowing, and all of a sudden there's these tremendous gusts of wind blows the Eish over here. Maybe I'm not Chayiv at all. Kamashman, since I'm the one that put it in the path, I'm Chayiv. And Ravashi's approach, who said it's talking about Tamun. What about that? Where it doesn't get into the Ruach, what's the Chiddush? Ah, because Ba'ad Tema, the guy could say, Ana Kasiya Kasiya Tinyalach. What? I was trying to save it. So I put wet sheets over it. I mean, what are you blaming me for? So now I wasn't able to save it. But Medina Shemayim, I certainly shouldn't be Chayim. Tosfos says, what is that supposed to mean? I mean, God knows whether that's the truth or not. We're talking about Medina Shemayim. I mean, if he knows that he was trying to save the guy, so then fine. If not, who's he exactly saying this to, you know? The Bezdin Shomala, well, it was really, you know...
Like that.
They believe it. They believe their own story. It's like Zippy Livni. So the Tosha says, no, maybe the pshat is over here that Enoch Inami, even if that really was his intent, that's the point, that even if that wasn't really in his intent, nonetheless, you have to take into consideration that there's a chance you're not going to save it, and instead you're going to end up costing him money because you're not going to be able to recover his money. So, I mean, there's definitely a tzad l'kan l'kan. So, therefore, kamash malan. How about the case of Asocher, Ede Sheker Nami? Ma de tema lema divrei rav, divrei tamid divrei mishomim, divrei shomayim nom mechayev. The case where a guy pays money, that people should come and be made b'sheker. I might think that the idea of divrei rav, divrei tamid, puts the onus entirely on the part of the person who responds. I'm going to say, I'm Chayav B'dinei Shemayim, when a perfectly capable, choosing human being could have made the decision not to take my money and not to go and to be made. So maybe over there, Enoch Inami, the other person's moral responsibility overrides any of my own. Yeah, same svara that we use for Ein Shliach L'Dvar. Same svara we use, not Ein Shliach L'Dvar. So therefore, I might have thought Kamashmal that even in that case. Okay, so now, what was the Chiddush over there that it needs mentioning by Rabbi Yoshua as a case where you're Chayim and Inish Amayim? You might think that since there's only one witness, as we explained earlier, so he can say, well, I mean, what are you saying? You're complaining because, after all, if I had been testifying, the guy would have come up with the money. I mean, maybe all that would have happened is I would have caused the Shvur Sheker. The other guy wouldn't have been admitted that he owes $100 million. He would have taken a Shvur Sheker. So he'd come to me and say, I should pay. So maybe even Medina Shemayim Nami Lo Lachayev, Kamash Malan. That might have even been his Cheshvan. I know this guy. He's just, all that's going to happen, he's going to swear. Nifritz Abalai Lo Shapotsu Alistim, Omar Rabba, Vuhu Shechatra. This is only talking about where the animal got out through chatira. So he dug under. Digging under is a complete onus. And therefore, you're potter. So it says, Nivritza Balayla, potter in such a way that it dug under it. I never would have thought of such a thing. What are you saying? Avalo chatira, my, you're chayit? You're saying if it hadn't dug under the wall in the middle of the night, I would be chayit. Tell me what the case is. I mean, we're talking about a kotel bari. So kilo chatra. My chavener said something else happened. I don't care what happened. Why would I be chayiv if I did a shmira? You're telling me it was a normal wall. It was oimid beruach mitzuya kotel bari. I mean, my havelei lemevad. I don't have to do more than that. Well, why are you saying I would be chayiv? I don't get what you're saying. If you're talking about a kotel ro'uah, oh, now we're talking about something else. You're saying it's talking about that it was a no good wall. So then, actually, it could have just walked through the door, you know, if it really pushed hard enough, but the animal was too stupid to know that, so it dug under the wall. So then why am I potter? This is Tchilato B'Pshiyah V'Sofa Ba'onesu. I mean, it's over here, what's talking about over here could have gotten out anyway. Now, basically, it starts to dig, and as it digs, now the kotel collapses. Ah! The animal thinks it's really smart. It actually was a kotel ro'uah. But that's a classic case of Tchilato B'Pshiyah V'Sofa Ba'onesu. So, any Chilamar Yom Tchilato B'Pshiyah V'Sofa Ba'onesu Patur. Okay, you could say that. Is that really what you want to get into? I mean, Rav wants to talk about Dafka case going to Yom Tchilato B'Pshiyah V'Sofa Ba'onesu Patur and explain the Mishnah. I'll leave it that. I mean, according to Yom Tchilato B'Pshiyah V'Sofa Ba'onesu Chayav, what do you think? Moshe Chatra. Yeah, and if you are Choter, it's not going to help. So the Michael Amemar, please. We made a mistake. Obviously, the Mishnah is talking about a kotel bari. We're not talking about where it was choter. No matter what the case is, you'd be potter. Somebody got confused as to what Rabbah had said. Rabbah never said v'hu shechatra on the case in the Reisha. Rabbah was referring to the case of the Seifa. The Seifa says if you leave an animal in the sun, or you give it to a cheir shet of a cotton, and it gets out, v'yatztav izika chayav, on that said Rabbah, not v'hu shechatra, but rather afilu chatra. That's what Rabbah said. If you leave an animal in the sun, then I don't care how it got out. I don't care if it dug a tunnel with explosives. You would be chayav. You can't say, well, I never thought he was so smart. So what he was saying is, lo mi boy yechad lo chatra. I mean, a case where he didn't need to dig under the wall, and he kicked it down. I mean, that for sure, that's kula b'pshia. I mean, everybody knows an animal left in the sun can kick down the door. El afilu chatra nami, even if this animal manages to work it out in such a way that he digs under the kotel and then wrecks the whole thing. I mean, you might think, ma'adatem avet chilato b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones. I mean, you might think, but chatira in the end, I mean, that already brings us to the issue of chilato b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones, doesn't it? No, therefore, what Rabbah wants to say is you should know, yefilu chatra, according to anybody, it's entirely a pshia. My time adam alay mida yadata, to give it the shavakta pechama, kol tatztika, the ita lamevad, avda vanavka. Any tactic that this animal could possibly use, you have to assume that there's no pressure like necessity. And I mean, if anything is going to press this animal to figure out how to use explosives, it's leaving it in the sun. And therefore, that's considered to be a direct pshia. Now, that there was an easier way to explain, rather than saying it goes into Tchilasa Pshiyos of Onis. I mean, that's not what's so crazy. All right, so maybe, okay, at least there's a Madioma. You know, but what it could have said is, now what about if it's entirely an Onis? You had a stainless steel wall and there was no way to get out and so on. And so it completely couldn't have gotten out the door, couldn't have kicked down the door. The only thing that it did was manage to be choter tachat. You didn't have to get into it, but okay, you could have, it's true. And that would be the natural way of doing it, except that we have been discussing before. I mean, so that's sort of the natural thing. But Einachinami, there's no need to explain the Chiddush of Rav or Dafka in terms of Chazav Rishivas Avonis. But you know, it's a very interesting point that an animal will use the most unforeseeable tactics under other circumstances become foreseeable in the case of dire necessity. And this is dire necessity. Hotziyua listim, listim chayavim. Now, there's two ways, of course, to understand this. One is that the listim are chayav when they're hotziyua, because they were kona. In other words, since their intent was to steal it, so they were kona directly. But, I mean, then it's a typical kinyan geneva. I mean, so it's in their rishos. Obviously, they're going to be chayav. They become the baalim. But the other way of understanding it is that in taking it out and putting it in a position where it can be mazik, so then they're chayav because they were gorim nehezik. And it's not clear, is it possible to be mechayav somebody on someone else's shor because a shor hamazik? Would that be, is it an adam hamazik when you put the behemoth out? That's the issues that the Gemara has to deal with at this moment. So our first response is, assuming that what we're talking about over here is that the intent of the Gazlanim was to steal it. That's the partial way of understanding the Mishnah. They were stealing it, the alarm went off, and they hear the sirens coming, they drop it, and so on, so they had already picked it up, they were kind of, now they're going to be chayav. Okay. So if that's the case, I mean, obviously then, if they picked it up already, took it into their rishos, so what's the chiddush? If somebody takes something from someone else, brings it now, brings it into his hands with Mashiach, takes it out into another rishos, so then of course it's his. This is where we need to know that. The chiddush is over here that actually it did not, they did not pick it up, and there was no kinyan. What they did is that as the animal was wandering out, they kept standing in front of it to force it to go to the place where there was food in the other guy's field to eat. Somebody takes an animal and puts it over another person's food. He was chayav. Ma'amid, if he puts it directly there, I mean, of course he's chayav, pshita. We'll discuss it in a moment. It comes along now, Matna, to explain the Lotzrich, the Kom Labapa. It's talking about that he didn't actually ma'amid. He just kept standing in a place where the animal ultimately ends up there. So wherever the animal would go, he would stand. So move the other way. And finally, he got it to zigzag over to where the behema eats the food. Now, Tosus learns that the chiddush over here, that not chiddush, but that the case over here, and the mela, it's a tremendous chiddush, is talking about the chiyuv because of shein v'regel, which is amazing. But it's not my animal. It's not the whole idea of momen amazik is not an extension of an adam. It's a specific din in your agent. Over here, you're going to say it's my agent without my having any ownership in it. Tosu says that you are chayav in shein v'regel, even though it says v'shilach b'iro, which means that it has to be his, ubir b'steacher, does it says it's considered to be b'iro. Now that apparently is one of the shor bor cases. In other words, we know that the Torah assigns ownership, so to speak. Dvarim she'eino shelo, v'yasar katuv kilu hu shelo. We can derive from there that a shor can also be your shor, even though it's not your shor. But since you created the mazik in this case, and then of course we get into the same problem that we get into all the shor bor cases, which Tosus himself raised earlier, why are you not patur on kelim? In this case, you should be patur on the tvua, because we said tvua, mayim, and so on, all of that's considered to be kelim if it's not an actual baal chai. But we've already seen that that was the pattern according to Rav. That anything that were mafka is considered to be shor, even though it's obviously needs bor. Okay. But this would be another such case. Other Rishonim learn that it's not, like the Rajva, it's not mitam shor. It's because of the fact that it's considered to be a direct mazik. This is an eating machine, so to speak. And you put it on top of the food. But we don't come on to shor ha-mazik. Amalei Abayel Rabbi Yosef, You know, you told us in a similar case, that case you brought us, this case, which was Ma'amid, when you were talking about Gazlanim, it's not the same case. But you told us that in the case of the Ma'amid was talking about that he used a stick. He hit the animal, getting the animal to go to that where the animal hadn't even noticed it. So then we could say the same thing would be true over here. V'listim nami dihikishua. Now, if that would be the case, Rashi learns that if that's the case, it's a din dafka in Geneva, the Chiddush being that dihikishua is considered to be Mishicha. In other words, our original understanding that we're talking about a Kinyan Gezela is true. So you're saying it's Pshita. Well, it's not Pshita because Hotzi'ua would be Hotzi'ua al Yudei HaKasha. So that it's not Maimed on the actual Tvua. But forget about it. There was nothing to do with Tvua. No Tvua around. Anyway. The Chiddush over here is that since I'm Makishit, I become now the violent. Now, 3 days later, it finds Tvua. That's how Rashi's understanding it. So we drop the case of Ma'amid, and we're talking about a case in which, indeed, the Gazlan was actually Kena, the way we assumed. Again, not everybody agrees with this. Yeshua is actually Ma'amid. Masra l'ro'eh nichnas ha'ro'eh tachtav. Now, looks carefully at the Mishnah again. Let's see what the case is. Hotziyah listim listim chayavim. Inicha bechama. Here's an interesting case. Oh, shemasra lecheres shatav katan. V'yotzav izika chayav. Okay. What's the implication of this? If I had given it to somebody else, to a regular person, so then I would be potter. It's only because it's a cheres shatav katan. Now, misara l'ro'eh nichnas ha'ro'eh tachtav. It's redundant. Tell me, the only case that I'm chayev is if I give it a cheresh shel mekaten. I'm giving it to a ro'eh. We're not talking about giving it to a cheresh shel mekaten, but you already said that. So now the question is, who is the antecedent of he? Tachtav. Him. Who is him? So ask the Gemara, when you say not tachtav, you mean tachtav, the man. Who's the him of this pronoun over here? I mean, ilam etachtav the baal behima. What are you saying? That he actually now comes to stand in the shoes of the owner. I mean, that's a beferish mishnah. I mean, not to mention that it's implied in this mishnah. I mean, but it said before, misro l'shomer chinam l'shoel l'notzei sakar l'socher klam nekrasu tachat ha'baalim. Now, I don't know what the case is of your roel, when you're paying him, you're not paying him, but it's really irrelevant, isn't it? Says Beferish, any type of shomer at all is nichnas tachat abalim for nezikin, and you were certainly part of it because you gave it to a shomer. So how could it mean tachtav? I don't get it. Ela, the only meaning in the Mishnah is that tachtav means not tachat abalim, but rather tachtav the shomer. That's what it means. In other words, the implied shomer, which is said. If I give it to Shomer Socher, who is a Kereshet Vekotten, I'm Chayev. But the implied Shomer, I'm Potter. If that Shomer gives it to a Ro'eh, that Shomer is Potter because Nichnas HaRo'eh Tachtav of the Shomer. So it's Adarabu. We're building on the implication. We're not being redundant. We're actually assuming that the reader understands that there's a reference to a Shomer in the Mishnah, and the Chiddush is that despite the fact that nobody told that Shomer that he has a right to give it to a Ro'eh, if he gives it to a Ro'eh, he's patur. Okay, so now you're saying, now you're saying that a Shomer Gama, Yiftelei Legamre, Shalemet Avet Yiftel Rava. Why, you're saying he gave it to a Ro'eh, did anybody give him permission to give it to a Ro'eh? So this means now that Rava is wrong. Rava says that a shomer shemasel a shomer chayav, because the Bialin could say, look, I gave it to you. I don't trust anybody else. And if he tells me he wasn't shaleach yad, I don't believe him. There's no way for him to be nishba. So I don't understand how you thought you'd be potter. Amalek a Rava. No. When it says over here, leroeh. What it means is that the roeh gave it over leBarzilai. He gave it over to his factotum. And therefore, you understand that when you give it over to a shomer, that obviously the derech of the shomer doesn't take care of everything himself. He will give it over to some gopher who's going to take care of it for him. Yeah, well, it's interesting because the difference in the words, I mean, the idea in English, factotum, which is barzila, you'll notice the interesting relationship between the words, right? Because factotum means the guy who will do everything, total. So there's other who does all. So it means a gopher, basically, in modern English. So he's going to give it to the guy that he gives every crummy job to. But that's Merum is in this word also, because Barzilai means the other guy who does the junk. He's the cheap guy. So he's the one, right? Barzilai. Anything that's too cheap to me to do, it's too low class for me to do, I'll give it to the guy. Right? I'll give it to the guy who does the crap, basically. Is what I'm saying. No. All right, so he'll give it to the other guy. All right, but in any event, it's the equivalent of a factotum, which, I mean, as we know, gets the worst possible jobs, and that's, you know, people always try to avoid being hired in that position, specifically because of that. So there, the reason, says Rav, in that case, we say Shomer Shemasu L'Shomer is indeed potter, is because it's obvious that the urche the rola limim selavarzil, it's the derech to do so. And therefore, anybody who initially gives it over to a roeh understands that that means to his practice. It's like the same thing with the doctor. You come into a university hospital, you're not going to be able to sue them for having, you know, the graduates.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, the intern. Okay, I mean, that you go to university hospital, you understand that's what it's about. It's about the Barzilais. So over here also, but normally, a shomer shabazu l'shomer did we be chayev. Ikari amri. Others say, on the contrary, this whole thing was actually initially brought as a raya to Rava. It was so obvious that the case of Rava was unique. So ikari amri, that the way we said this was, aha, since the Mishnah says misarala ro'eh, and does not say misarala acher, which, I mean, it certainly would have made it clear that we're talking about a shomer, right? You're saying, Masarala Ro'eh, we confused us for a minute. We thought maybe it meant the Bialim until we realized it couldn't mean that. All right, so it must be saying Dafka. Shma mina, my Masarala Ro'eh has got to mean Masar HaRo'eh LeBarzilai. And the only reason in this case that you read Potter is because du urche du ro'eh lemimser LeBarzilai. But normally, if you would give it over to just anybody where you didn't have initially permission to do so, La'acher, indeed, we wouldn't have said that the Ro'eh was Nichlas Tachta. In which case, Le'mim is Sayyele L'Rav. If anything, this proves Rav's point, that a Shomer Shom Masar L'Shomer indeed is normally Chayev. Says, well, you know, even in this version, actually, you're right, it's certainly indicative of Rav, but it's not an absolute proof, because you could say that maybe, Amrila, maybe Dilma Urche Demilta Katani, maybe just the Mishnah is taking up a very typical case where a roeh would be Misarola Acher, but doesn't mean necessarily that if a Shomer would just give it to another guy, that that's not considered to be perfectly good Shmira. If it's a good Shmira for the Bialim, why is it not good Shmira for him? Itmar. Which brings us to the problem of Mishulachim. Mishulachim are the ultimate shlichim. No? Now, how about if you're a shomer aveda? This is the famous case. You found an aveda, and now you're taking care of this aveda. So Rabbi says you have a din of a shomer chinam. I mean, you know, you're certainly not getting anything out of it. You're not allowed to get anything out of it. Rav Yossi says, nope, you're a shomer sachar, dami. Shomer sachar. Rabbi says Yishomer Chinam Dami because my Anahaka Matilei. What could you possibly get out of needing to take care of somebody else's Aveda that you have no right to use? Whereas Rabbi Yosef says you're a Shomer Socher because this is an amazing cure-all for Mishulachim. Because Bahiyana'a, Delo Boyle Meta La Rif Tela Aniyah, Avik Yishomer Socher. So, I mean, actually, you'd probably pay a guy to drop something which would have nothing to do until Eliyahu HaNavi comes, you see. Then you put up a sign in front of your house, Mishulachim, I'm currently involved in another mitzvah. Isaac, the mitzvah, potter, the mitzvah, come back after you hear the horns of Mashiach blowing, because it's one of those kind of avedas that you got to keep on Shiavo Eliyahu. I'm really sorry. So this is worth a heck of a lot of money, you know. So why would he be a Shomer Chiyah? Tainus Rav Yosef. It's worth a lot of money. So this is called Prut of the Rav Yosef, actually. But as Tosis points out, it's not as much as a panacea as you might think. Because obviously you're only putter when you're being Isaac in the midst. What do you say? It's like having, you know, a charm in your house. You got an aved in your house. Now you ward off the Mishulachim. It's only if you
get out of jail
free. That's great. It's actually, you'd have to be Isaac in it. You know, that you found a tablecloth. It's not going to spread the tablecloth out, air it out, or whatever the case is. But if it's not taking up any of your time, I'm not going to say just because there is a passive mitzvah that's being mekuyam. I mean, you could say, I have a bris milah. Sorry, I'm too busy. That's the same time. You're not being Isaac. So because of that, and the permanence of a mitzvah does not imply a permanent het. But certainly there are times where it's going to work out perfectly. There you are taking care of this aveda, there's a ring on your doorbell, and you busily keep ironing. So that's it. So, what about for those Gedolei HaChassidim that for them they would pay money to be giving Rifta La'aniyah? So for them, there's no such thing as Pruta Rav Yosef. From here, there's a big kasha on Gedolei HaChassidim. Seems to be something about Pruta Rav Yosef. It has to do with the reality of human nature, though. Generally, it's worth money. That's how we paskin it. Yeah. Others say that what Rav Yosef was saying is that the reason you're a Shomer Sochar is because Kibin Rachmana Sha'abde Bal Korche Yoko Kishomer Sochar Dami. I mean, the difference is whether you are doing something that you want to do. But over here, you're not doing something you want to do. You're doing something that you have to do, which is the same thing as taking money for it. I mean, that's the equivalent of a Shomer Sochar. There's something I would never do, but the circumstances for either the circumstances of being paid or the circumstances of being mechuyav. But so then if that's the case, I have all of the additional chiyuvim of a guy who's mechuyav to be chayav, therefore, in Gneva Vaveda. Whereas if you hold it Shomer Shomer Chinam, then I'd only be chayav in an actual pshia, but not in Gneva Vaveda. Tanya Amar Rav Yeshua Arba'a Devarim HaOseh Otam Patur Midinei Adam V'Chaya B'Dinei Shemayim V'Elohim HaPoritz Geder B'Fnei Be'mat Chaviro HaKofif Komato Shechaviro B'Fnei Adleka Socher Edei Sheker La'ayid V'Hayodea Edut L'Chaviro V'Einu Mechita Omar Mar HaPoritz Geder B'Fnei Be'mat Chaviro Echidami Ilema B'Koto Bari B'Dinei Adam Na'ami Dechayim Ela B'Koto Ro'ua Omar Mar HaKofif Komato Shechaviro B'Fnei Adleka Echidami If it's too lekka, I mean, what about Hosem Alacha b'mechatat b'porat chatat patur minyanei adam chay b'din shemayim? What about Anotein Tzama Mavet b'fnei b'mat chevero patur minyanei adam chay b'din shemayim? What about Hashro yachad abei rabbi yad chereh shat v'katan patur minyanei adam chay b'din shemayim? What about Hamavit et chevero v'zit patur minyanei adam chay b'din shemayim? V'na yikadish prakado b'rishitoram v'lo silka naflagim alo v'lo emida Rabbi Meir Mechayev Vezikan Vechachomim Omrim Potur B'dinei Adam Mechayev B'din Shemayim Im Miem Of course he katuva Anit Strichalei Ma the tema B'din Shemayim Nami Lo Lechayev Kamashma Why? Because Haporetz Gerev Zei Be'emat Chavero Ma the tema Kibidol Mishtrei Klei I'm not doing anything Ma'avid B'din Shemayim Nami Lo Lechayev Kamashma Or the case of Akovev Kamator Shechavero Nami Ma the tema What are you saying? What lo chatra mai? You'd actually be chayev. In what case? I mean, yom bekoto bari ki lo chatra mai chayav. What more am I supposed to do? Ela bekoto ra'ua. So ki chatra mai patur is it? That's at least chilato b'shiyev esav ba'onesu. I mean, you could say Rabbi's getting into the question. Heinich leman yomer chilato b'shiyev esav ba'onus patur, but leman yomer chilato b'shiyev esav ba'onus chayav ma'ikal meimar. Ela matnitin bekoto bari. Vafilo lochatra, vehitmar the rava seifa itmar, henicha vechama, oshemesara lecherishat vekatat. The atavizika chayav comes on, rabba to say, you should know, afilo chatra, not vehusha chatra, it's lomi boy, echad lochatra, obviously, it's a pshia, he's able to kick the door down. El afilo chatra nami, vehmadatem avalet chilotop pshia vesavuaudates. Kamash from the kula pshia, my time off. The Amalek Midei Adata, they're given the Shavak to Bechama, called Tats, the Kadita Lamevat Avda Venafka. How it's you, Listim Chayav. Pshita, I mean, Mekivin Davkua. Amalek Bereshut Elechol Mile. Now, we don't mean that he did a normal Mashiach, we mean the Kamala Ba'apa. Kyodi Amarab Amarab, Mat Amarab. Ha'ma'ami be'mat chaviro, ka'mat chaviro chayav. Ma'ami? Pshita, lotzirat ha'kamle be'apa. Amalei Abayel of Yosef, you told us in that case was Ikisha, Martlan. In which case, listim nami, the Ikishua. Misara l'roe nichnasra tachtav. Tachtav the man. I mean, ima tachtav the bala behema. It's a fair shemesh, that in yochad ezimna. Basro l'shom rechina, l'shol, l'sisachar, l'sachar, kulam nechazut tachat ha'balim. Ela means tachtav of the implied shomer in the Mishnah. Tachtav de shomer, and the shomer kama what? Iftele la gamre. So apparently, let me have it you to the Rav. The Omer Rav shomer shemasal shomer. Chayav. Omer lach Rav, no. That's what takes the case of ro'eh over here. In other words, misarola ro'eh means that the ro'eh gave it over to Barzilei. Over there, it's urche de ro'eh, lemim ser le Barzilei. Ikiri Amri, the opposite, actually. Since the Mishnah seems to carefully choose the case of Israel Ro'eh, instead of just saying, lo katani Israel Acher, so Shema Mina Mai Israel Ro'eh, Davka means Masaro Elevar Zilei, which is Urchi the Ro'eh, Lamim Tzer Levar Zilei, but Ein Achinami, a Shomer would be Moser Acher, would indeed not be Pot. Lo, Lemim Misayaya Leila Rav, Devar Rav Shomer Shomer Zilei Shomer Chayab, I don't really, not necessarily. I mean, you're right, it indicates it, but you could say that Dilma Urchana Milte Katani, Vadin Lacher. Itma, Shomer Aveda, Rabba Amerke Shomer Kinam Dami, Rabbi Yosef Amerke Shomer Sachar Dami. So Rabba Amerke Shomer Kinam Dami, Mana Kamatile, Rabbi Yosef Amerke Shomer Sachar Dami, they are Hiana A, the Lord Boy, the Mate of La Riftala, and Nia, Avike Shomer Sachar, and Ikin Mefashachi, Rabbi Yosef Amerke Shomer Sachar Dami. Because Kivan Drachmana Abdei Ba'al Korchei, Mamele is not a Shomer Chinam, he's a Shomer Sachar by definition. So Kishomer Sachar Tomim.